Friends, this is a psalm which, as we pick up the reading from verses 15 to 21, are passages that are alluded in the New Testament and referenced as the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's saying we have to go beyond the words here and see its fulfillments in the scriptures, that the Lord Jesus Christ has ascended on high, it says in verse 18. And Ephesians speaks about this. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. And the Apostle Paul says this is what the Lord has done, what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And what we find in this psalm is that not just David, but the Lord Jesus Christ, the King, he is victorious over all things. Now, how is it? The Lord's people are mentioned here. Different tribes are mentioned here. They are given strength. The Lord said, thy God hath commanded thy strength, and so on. What is this about? How can God's people be strengthened? How can God or his people follow the Lord in victory? In different ways. God strengthens his people. How? By prayer. By means of grace. By basic things. By his word. God's people are victorious by the word of God. And when you think about it, that the world around us, they have no word to hold on to. They have no hope. They have nothing to really can say that this is certain. This is true. I can have my confidence fully in this thing. I can bank my life on this. But a Christian has. The word of God is not going to change. People have given their lives for the scriptures. People have taken the principles of the word of God and said, I will die for this principle. I will die for this truth, especially for the worship of God. My friends, here, In this psalm, as you read these things, unless you read it with New Testament understanding, it makes very little sense. And then what you find in verses 29 onwards, there is, as it were, an invitation sent out. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. And so on. Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, and so on. And what are they doing? Singing unto God, praising the Lord. This is saying that those who are outside, those who are without Jerusalem, they come to worship God. And so this invitation goes out. This message is not just for Israel. It is for all who would bow before Jehovah, the God of Israel. And then finally, in verses 32 onwards, it's speaking about the fact that God is to be adored. God is to be loved. God is to be worshipped. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. That's the testimony of the Lord's people. We have something to sing about. Someone to sing to. And why is that? Why is it that a Christian can say at the end of this psalm, blessed be God? Because he has blessed us with salvation. Because he has set us free from the bondage of sin. Because he has filled our hearts with joy and gladness. Not the gladness around this world. Your life, you look at it, tomorrow morning, you will face things and it makes you miserable. You face things and it may be worrying for you and disturbing for you. But you look to the Lord and you say, all of these things around me are crumbling, but I still bless the God of my salvation. He is not moved. I am moved. He is not moved. His truth is not moved. And I will rejoice until I breathe my last breath. I will praise my God. So this psalm is saying, we are not a people who are basing our lives, our joys, our hopes in our circumstances and in our feelings. No, we are basing all of these things upon the verities of the Word of God, the truths of the Scripture. And that's what we put our confidence in. And of course, our King goes before us, our Lord Jesus Christ. He has ascended up on high. He has led captivity captive. May the Lord bless these few thoughts.